Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Luis Medina. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell bunts towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. McDowell moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McDowell moves to third. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. McDowell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Viola fires to first and has Carter trapped. There's the throw to Gagne who tags Carter for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medina hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fermin hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McDowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Viola. Allenson moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bush. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Medina is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Medina strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Laudner moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laudner scores. Gagne moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McDowell moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. McDowell scores. There goes Brown trying to get to home. Bush throws the ball into Backman, who relays the ball to Laudner, who tags Brown, who came all the way from first, for the out. O'Brien moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Medina hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McDowell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McDowell bunts towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Furman moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. McDowell moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McDowell moves to third. Brown moves to second. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McDowell tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. German Gonzalez now pitching. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Medina is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Medina strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gonzalez fields it and throws to home to get Jacoby. Allenson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Allenson moves to third. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McDowell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Bush throws the ball into Gagne, who tags Carter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. O'Brien is 3-for-3 in the game, with three doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer takes first base on ball four. Doug Jones now pitching. Al Newman pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Newman takes first base on ball four. Dwyer moves to second. Kent Harbeck pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.